Hey friend, welcome to another episode. I'm happy you clicked on this episode and you're joining me to listen in to what I have to say. I hope you're well. How are you doing? How is April treating you? Well, in the past couple of episodes, I've been talking about email lists and freebie and just everything about sorting your email list. Now, they say when you have a healthy email list, you actually have direct contact to potential customers or customers that you can actually serve by selling what offers you have for them. Now, this is very important because we have experienced or we have seen times when social media went down. We've seen times when Instagram went down and people were panicking because everything they built was on Instagram. So that is why it's important to have your email list. And in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through how to set up your email list in 5 easy steps. Yes, we're going to set up that email list. We're going to create those freebies and we're going to start connecting in a deeper way with the people we have been called to serve. All right, I'm excited. Lace those shoes, pop in those earbuds, and let's dive into today's episode. Are you ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your online service-based business? Are you tired of struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure? Do you wish you had a clear plan you could follow to make your calling a reality? Hey friend, you don't have to stay stuck any longer. With a renewed mindset and a clear plan, you can start a business that fulfills your calling and makes a profit. I'm your host, Chichi Ukomado, a Christian business coach, Jesus follower, and a 7-figure service-based entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to streamline your focus, get clarity on your business idea, create your business launch plan, set up your business essentials, and launch your sustainable and profitable business from scratch. You will get tons of encouragement, godly wisdom, and accountability to grow in your faith and new business journey. It's time to partner with God and take your first step to start that business. You know the one I'm talking about? Yes, that one you've been putting off for a long time. You know you've been called to start a business, but you're struggling with lack of clarity, self-doubt, and the fear of being a public failure. I felt called to start a business too, and I was overwhelmed with a hectic home life. I had no time to waste scrolling through generic Google search results that didn't align with my faith. I wish I had a clear plan with the exact steps to help me start my business. So I know how it feels to live with a deep sense of unfulfillment while you are watching others fulfill their calling. That's why I created the Business Clarity Blueprint so I can offer the help I wish I had back then. If you're ready to streamline your focus and get clarity to start your business, go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com, locate the freebie section, and download the blueprint. You don't want to get to the end of your life and regret not taking the first step to start your business and fulfill your calling. You can be the Christian woman who dares to answer her calling to start a business instead of burying her God-given ideas. Take the first step to partner with God and start your business. Go to startthatbusinesspodcast.com and download my Business Clarity Blueprint. About a year ago, my sister's Instagram account was hacked into. Now, she had built her Instagram following to about 20,000 plus or even more because she's been building the business for a while. And she wakes up one day and her Instagram account is gone, kaput. It was hacked. She couldn't access it. And all the followership she had built over the years just disappeared. And the sad case about this was she was not building her email list alongside a social media platform. So when her Instagram account got hacked, she didn't have a way to reach her customers to let them know, hey, my Instagram account got hacked. And she didn't have a way to keep serving them by selling her offers to them. So guess what she had to do? Painfully, she had to create a new Instagram account and start from scratch. Yes, it was so painful. She cried, and I remember her calling me and telling me about it, and it was just so painful. That shows you how unreliable building your followership on any of these social media platforms can be. You can wake up one morning and your account has been hacked into, and everything you've worked on or everything you've built on those social platforms are completely gone. We've had or seen stories of those who the algorithm has affected, and they are not able to grow their audience as much as they can. So this, everything I'm trying to say is just to point to the fact that building your own email list outside of social media, it is critical to your business success. Having a direct contact to either potential customers or customers who have bought from you is your key to success in business. In my previous episode, I spoke about what a freebie is, what an email list is, how to create one. Just to quickly recap for those that might just be listening to this episode, a freebie is also called a lead magnet. It is something that is valuable, that is given away for free in exchange for an email address. And the whole essence of a freebie is to attract new leads to your business. So leads are potential customers who are interested in your service or what you have to offer. So a freebie is what we give them, and we collect their email address, and we take that email address and we add it to a list we call an email list. Now, an email list is simply a list of customers you want to serve by selling to them, or customers you have already served and sold to them. So having said this, how do you set up your email list in 5 easy steps? Now, the step number 1 is to sign up with an email provider. Now, there are several email providers out there. Now, what is an email provider? An email provider is similar to your regular email provider. So think about Gmail, Google, Hotmail. I don't know if anyone is still using Hotmail, but those are email providers. Now, your email list provider is similar to your email provider. The only difference is they specialize in helping you manage your email list, helping you. They have functionalities where you can create emails and send it to your email list. So it's different in terms of the services they provide to your regular email provider. So that is why the first step is to sign up with an email list provider. Please take note that an email provider is different from an email list provider. They are 2 different things. Now, I'll recommend 3 email providers that I have used in my own service-based business to you, and you can go check them out and see what they have to offer. The first one is Flowdesk. I love Flowdesk because of the aesthetic. It matches my brand aesthetics. It's modern, it's clean, and I wanted to maintain that same aesthetic. So I currently use Flowdesk for my coaching business. Now, another email list provider I have used is ConvertKit. I also like ConvertKit. They have more functionalities in terms of being able to tag or divide your list into specific categories. So if you wanted to separate those that are potential customers from those that have actually bought from you, ConvertKit lets you do a lot of those fancy steps segmentation and creating these fancy categories. And you can do so much more with ConvertKit than you can do with Flowdesk. Now, the third email list provider I will recommend is called GetResponse. Now, GetResponse is also an email list provider. They provide so many more functionalities that I cannot even go into explaining right now. But I'll say go check these three out. Some of these email list providers, you get a free account for if you have a list that is less than 250 or 500 people on the list, you can get a free account with some of the email list providers. And as your list grows, the charge you pay every month also grows. So keep that in mind. Now, for Flowdesk, the reason I like Flowdesk or I went with them is regardless of the size of your list, the amount you pay every month stays the same. The only difference is they don't offer the free plan. So that means you start paying right from day one. But even if your list increases, you still pay the same monthly payment every month. So go check those list providers out and complete your step one, which is to sign up for an email list provider. So after you have signed up for your email list provider, the second step you need to take to set up your email list is to create an opt-in form. An opt-in form. Now, what is an opt-in form? An opt-in form is simply sign-up form where the exchange happens. You know, I told you a freebie or a lead magnet is something valuable that is given away for free in exchange for an email address. So the opt-in form is what you use to do that exchange. So you might have seen this on other people's website where they say, hey, sign up for my newsletter. And you see a small form that asks for your first name and your email address. Some will ask for your first name, your last name, and your email address. So that form is what we call an opt-in form. It means you are opting in. You are saying, yes, I want your freebie. Yes, I want this free stuff you want to offer me. And here's my email in exchange for that free stuff. So that is what an opt-in is. So that's the second step, create an opt-in form. Now, depending on the email list provider you sign up with, they have tons of opt-in form templates that you can edit and use right away. All of them have tons of templates. So you just need to scroll through their template library and find an opt-in form that is in line with your brand or in line with your aesthetics or whatever you want your form to be, or the content or the information you want to capture through your form. Just select a template and create your opt-in form. Once your opt-in form is ready, the step three is to create your email list. Yes. So inside your email list provider website or application, you will find where you can create your first email list. Now, once you click to create your email list, you will need to give your email list a name. If this is an email list that's going to be connected to a freebie that has to do with attracting potential customers, then you can name your email list potential customer email list. So something like that. So if this is an email list for existing customers that are going to be buying something from you, you can name the list based on what they are buying from you. So maybe they are buying a coaching package from you and you're adding them to this list. You can call it coaching package email list. So select a name for your email list. And once you're done selecting the email list, your email list provider will ask you, which people should I add to this email list? Remember, we created your opt-in form first. And the reason we created that is so that you can connect your opt-in form to this email list you're creating. So you see how the connection is being made. So you're pretty much telling your email list provider that whoever fills out this opt-in form, please add them to this email list I'm creating. So if I create an email list that's a freebie to attract potential customers, then when I'm creating my email list, I will select that I want to connect that email list to my opt-in form for potential customers. So you've entered the name of your email list. You select what opt-in form you want to flow into that email list. So in this case, since we already did the step two, which was to create the opt-in form, you will go ahead and select that opt-in form and you tell your email list provider, anyone who signs up on using this form, please add them to this list. All right, once you are done creating your email list, then the fourth step you need to take is to create the email that you are going to use to deliver the freebie that you promised them. Remember, you are giving something valuable in exchange for their email address. So when they fill out the opt-in form and their name is added to your potential customer email list, you need to deliver your own side of the bargain to them. And that is where the freebie delivery email comes in. So it has to be an email you've already written down. You have the link or the attachment to the freebie you are giving them in exchange for their email address, so that once they complete the opt-in form and they are added to your email list provider will automatically send the freebie delivery email to them so that they can get the freebie that you promised them. So you see how everything is flowing. You're setting up your email list system. You started by selecting a provider. You created your opt-in form. You created your first email list. Now you create the email that you're going to use to deliver the freebie to those that sign up using the opt-in form. Now, the fifth step you need to take after you've done step 1 to 4 is to add your opt-in form to your website or your social media platform. You can add it to your website by embedding it into your website. Embed simply means you take the code, embed code from your email list provider. They will always provide an embed code. You copy that code and you go to your website and you plug that code into your website, and that form shows up on your website. So that's one way to do it. You can also add your opt-in form as a pop-up. Have you been to someone's website before and you see those annoying pop-ups that come up that say, sign up for my email list, or sign up for this, or sign up for that? Yes. They simply connected the opt-in form as a pop-up on their website. You can also do it that way. A third way you can also do it is to get the link to your opt-in form from your email list provider and add it to your social profile. Add it to your social media profile, to a bio page you might have, to your email signature when you send out emails. Just put it there. You can have it on every social media platform you are on, your Instagram, your Facebook, if you're on TikTok, LinkedIn. Just put the link to your opt-in form there so that people can click on it and sign up to get your freebie and exchange their email address for it. A bonus step you can also take while you're setting your email list is to create what I call an email sequence. Now, an email sequence is simply automated emails that are sent out at a predefined period based on specific triggers. What does that mean? It simply means that after you send the freebie that you promised in exchange for their email address, you can create a series of email to nurture the relationship that you have just established with whoever joined your list. So it can be a welcome email where you welcome them to your email list and you tell them what to expect, how often you are going to email them, what value they can expect from your emails. So that's what is called an email sequence. It's a series of email that goes out at predefined time, and it is triggered when someone is added to your email list. That's a step you can take to turn subscribers into friends and friends into customers, in the words of Liz Wilcox. I would also like to mention that you can have multiple email lists with an email list provider. Now, remember, you just created your first email list, which is for this first freebie you have created. It's for potential customers. You can have multiple email lists for different categories of people you serve. So keep that in mind and don't think, oh, I can only have one list. No, every email list provider has the functionality to handle multiple email lists. So keep that in mind and go and start creating those lists. All right, let's recap real quick. How to set up your email list in 5 easy steps. Step 1, sign up with an email list provider. Step 2, create an opt-in form. Step 3, create your first email list. Step 4, create the email you will use to deliver your freebie that you promised. Step 5, add your opt-in form to your website or your social media platforms. Luke 6:38 reads, "Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back." I pray that this episode has given you the action steps you need to go and create your first email list so that you can start giving value to other people for free in exchange for their email address, and you can grow your list to the number where you can serve by selling your God-given offers. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I would love it if you could leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you learned something new and you were encouraged to take action. If so, will you stop right now and share this episode with someone so they can get the help you just got? I would also love it if you can leave a review for this podcast on Apple Podcasts or the podcast app you're using to listen. This is the number one way I know you're getting value from the content on this podcast. Until next time, always remember you have all you need to start that business. So keep listening for more episodes. I'll meet you here next week.